This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's voter turnout in the last election was as low as it's been for any presidential contest in the past 16 years. And some of the biggest reported declines were in predominantly black neighborhoods in Milwaukee. If history is any guide, even more voters will stay home for the upcoming midterm election. Jimena Condi reports on efforts in Milwaukee's black community to change that.
Derek Etherly is one of several canvassers going door-to-door in a predominantly black neighborhood on Milwaukee's north side. He's never done this before.
I'm a member of Community of Grace Baptist Church representing Souls to the Polls.
Etherly is working with a group called Souls to the Polls that recruits canvassers at churches.
Are you aware of the election that's November 6th?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sometimes it's an easy sales pitch. The woman at this house tells Etherly she always votes.
November 6th then. All right,
thank you.
Other times, canvassers have their work cut out for them. One of the people they pass is 34-year-old Derek Montgomery.
I did vote 2012. I did not vote in 2014. I am the problem.
And you didn't vote in 2016?
No, I did not vote in 2016 either.
Montgomery says he won't vote because he doesn't think it will make a difference.
I feel like it's they got their own little thing that they want to do, their own agenda that they got going, and that's what they're going to push no matter who's in office.
City election data shows a 14 percentage point drop in voter turnout in this neighborhood between the 2012 and 2016 election. Anita Johnson, who leads canvassing efforts for Souls to the Polls, blames a couple factors. 2016 was the first election requiring voter ID in Wisconsin. Johnson said that created confusion.
Some people think you need a voter ID card instead of a driver's license or a state ID.
Johnson thinks the 2016 candidates for president also played a role.
Other people just didn't like the candidates that were running, so they felt like, well, I'm not going to vote.
That could have played a factor with 29-year-old Remington Duke. As two young canvassers with a youth organization approach Duke, he applauds their work but says he won't be voting. Duke says the only politician he remembers casting a ballot for is former President Barack Obama.
I just really don't care who's governor, who's president, who's none of that. Like, oh yeah, it was a hoo-ah for Barack because he was so-called black, you know what I'm saying? But besides that, I wouldn't care.
Duke says he's busy trying to support his family. He feels whether Democrats or Republicans hold office, his best shot at seeing change in government as a black man is to leave the state.
By me voting is not going to help. You know what I mean? I need to stay focused on whatever I'm doing and how I'm going to eat, how my kids going to eat, how I'm going to pay these bills.
History suggests turnout will be even lower in the upcoming midterm election than it was in 2016. Races for governor and U.S. Senate don't get as much attention as races for president. Advocates like Johnson say they're not discouraged. And first-time canvasser Derek Etherly says it's his job to get others to believe their vote matters.
A lot of times people think that their votes don't count. But if everybody thought that way, then we would have no one voting.
While elections officials say it's hard to make predictions about turnout among specific demographics, advocates do see a sign for hope. Milwaukee saw a higher than usual turnout in this year's August primary. Organizers are working to continue that trend in November. Jimena Condi, Wisconsin Public Radio.